Hello everybody, welcome back to another episode of Inside Out Gaming. So sorry for the long wait, but this episode is jam-packed, so stay around. So before we start, I just want to say viewer discretion is suggested. There may be talks of murder, that kind of thing, so if you're a little bit squeamish or you don't like that sort of stuff, just skip ahead. So the first one is from California, and it's called The Charman of San Antonio Creek. Per local law, a father and son were trapped in a horrible fire. The father perished, then before help could arrive, the traumatized son lost his mind. He skinned his father and then ran into the forest. Now known forever as Charman, his blackened, burnt body is said to attack motorists on Creek Road in Ojai as he seeks more human skins. That one was quite scary. I mean, I believe it's quite somewhat believable as well, because obviously if something that tragic happened to you, you would sort of, be quite, like, you would be quite messed up, I think, is the best way to say it. So that's quite believable and very scary. So the next state is Colorado, and this one is called the Ridge Home Asylum. The Ridge Home Asylum was a real facility that opened in Arvada in 1912. It reportedly housed patients who were horribly mistreated, some of whom weren't mentally incapable, but had just been forsaken by their family. Though it was demolished in 2004, people say that they can still hear the screams and see the apparitions of former patients on the ground. That is scary. I mean, it's kind of believable as well, because I listen to a lot of other, ghost stories and urban legends, things like that. And one of the main themes on those stories is like a place can keep its trauma even though it's been demolished or no longer serves its purpose, things like that. And they were calling it like time slips, something like that. And so the idea is, like, for example, here obviously people were a bit, they were in an asylum, and obviously the place has sort of kept its memories, which are, the patients and things like that. On to the next one, which is Connecticut, Dudley Town. Let's do it. The misfortunes that have occurred in Dudley Town are so terrible and numerous that its nickname is the Village of the Damned. The now completely deserted town is said to have been home to many suicides, disappearances, and even demonic activity. It's believed that the founders of the village, and by extension the village itself, are forever cursed. Whoa, that is very scary. So there's not really a lot to that one, and obviously some of these are going to be quite bad, like, because It's quite hard to find, like, some good ones, like, quite believable ones. So, yeah, sorry if they're not that good. And then the last one now, before we move on to something else, is from Delaware, Fort Delaware. A prisoner camp during the Civil War, Fort Delaware in Delaware City, was ultimately home to more than 30,000 Confederate soldier inmates. The few thousand that died before they could leave the Union fort are said to still haunt the area. So, as I said, the idea of, like, time slips, and that's sort of going back to what we're saying, it's, like, really crazy, and that places can keep their memories or traumas that have happened there. And, some people may think that that's false, and that's fair enough. But because there's so many cases of it, it's hard to believe that it's false. And I am a believer myself, so I would sort of believe this idea of like time slips in a way, that kind of thing. And it's really interesting to see about like these kind of cases where like places can keep their traumas, as I said. So moving on to the next topic, which is horror games, and I want to discuss one in general. I'm sure many of you have heard of it, and if you haven't guessed it by now, it's Five Nights at Freddy's. So I played this over the past weekend, and if you know me, then you know I'm not a person for horror games or like horror films. I'm not a person that enjoys them, but you know, my friend came over for a sleepover and we were like, okay, right, let's play this. So we played it, Five Nights at Freddy 2, if you were wondering, and I loved it, but I was also too scared. So every time something would happen, I'd just throw the controller to my friend and he'd take over because he is way more experienced than me. And even though I'm not like a horror game and film guy, I still really enjoyed it because it was something I'd never really done before. And it was cool to see, and I can definitely understand why so many people like it, because I actually like the game. And I've been playing it a bit more since, and I'm starting to really like it. So I'm gonna rate this game, Five Nights at Freddy's 2, out of 10. And if I'm completely honest, I'll give it an 8.5, because there's so much lore to it, and it's not just the game, the lore and the stories, and like learning the lore is hard but so interesting, and like the VHS tapes, it's so scary but it was cool. And it's the perfect kind of sleepover game. If your friend's coming over, like, it would be, it's cool to play. And if you want to like start with a horror game, I would start with this one. Although it's cool, it's very scary, it's probably one of the best ones, and I loved it so much. Like, all the lore is so fascinating as well. And so yeah, I will give it an 8.5 out of 10. I highly recommend it. I believe it's £6.50 or something like that on the PlayStation Store. I'm not sure about anything else. I don't believe it's available on Switch, but I think it's available on Xbox, and obviously it's available on PC. So if you can get it and you want to get it, I would get it definitely. So that was quite a short segment, but on to the next, which is the impact of Fortnite on the gaming community and consoles. So as we all know, Fortnite is a massive game. One of the biggest games ever, the biggest game, like live stream, the biggest audience of a game, and so many things have come from that game. So let's talk about the cultural impact of it. So at the start, I feel it was more of a mature, like teen, like a teen game, but now it's more of a, like, a lot of kids, like 8 to, let's say, 12, I would say, is the majority of players. And, you know, it's changed so much from the mature teens playing it to it being, like, a bit more kiddie, as I said. And with this has come a lot of hate for the game, I feel, as a lot of people feel like, especially a lot of the mature audience feels like it's not what it used to be, which is fair. I mean, the fan base now is obviously a bit more childish, and you could definitely understand where the people are coming from, and I sort of understand. However, I'm 13, so I I play Fortnite and I do like it. But I definitely understand what the maturer older players are saying. And the game is, it is a 12, but I feel like because of its comic-y look, it's not really a 12, I don't feel. I think it's because of the violence on it. And Fortnite has changed the esports scene as well, with the World Cup, which was the highest viewed esports competition, with a prize pool of $3 million for whoever got first, as well as many more cash prizes for the runner-ups. And I remember that time, it was season 9 and season 8, where everybody was like training for it. And I feel like that was peak Fortnite. Although a lot of like the new players like to say Chapter 2, Season 2 was the best, I would disagree. I mean, if you're an O, let's say an OG for, if you're an OG, you would. I feel like most people would agree. Like, although it wasn't the best season for the terms of like actual playing, I feel like the hype around it grew just so much. And I mean, it's obviously died down a bit now. I feel like not to a point where nobody really talks about it, because it I would say it's still one of the most talked about games around, if not the most talked about game around. And you know, the thing is, like, it's changed so much, and you can, it would definitely, like, you could understand why it has changed, and like people can would say it is worse, because I would actually say it has. Because I wouldn't say it's because of the game. I think it is because I think it is because like the nostalgia just isn't really there anymore, and I just not like when you started playing, it was like, oh my god, what is this new game? And everyone was like, oh my god, this is the best game to ever come out. And now I feel it's just not like the same, because everybody's played it and everybody is deleting it because they don't really play it anymore and things like that. I really don't, I don't think like it's the same anymore. But as I said, not because of the game, it's just like the people leaving it and not really enjoying the game as much anymore. And I feel like it's fair enough, because you know, it's not nothing special anymore. Because back then when it came out, it was like there was an already existing audience with PUBG, and Ninja was becoming popular with PUBG. But as soon as Fortnite came out, it was the new hot battle royale that everybody needed to try. And another thing that helped its rise in popularity was it was free, completely free of charge. But that doesn't mean that they didn't make money, because Epic Games, the founders of Fortnite, the company that owns Fortnite, is there's so many transactions in the game from buying V-Bucks to buying certain skins in the item shop. And because so many people play it, so many people have bought the V-Bucks. I mean, even I have fallen victim to buying a couple, and so they must have made so much money. I mean, billions, I would say. And so overall, Fortnite has changed the gaming world for the better in terms of esports, in terms of like even just on a smaller level with battle royales. And it was the first of its time. It was because of its building, and no other Battle Royale really had that at the time with the building, and then obviously with all the engagement from Twitch and YouTube, that also just got to rise so much, with Ninja becoming so popular on Twitch with TSM Myth and FaZe Clan. Obviously, they were really built on Minecraft. And obviously, the shift from Call of Duty to playing Fortnite was massive. And now I feel like it's sort of reversed a tiny bit. I think, Pete, like, especially m m mostly the older gamer would be shifting towards Call of Duty. And then there was the Dark Ages of Fortnite, about season 10, season X, because it wasn't as fun. The weekly updates weren't really that great. And then Chapter 2, Season 1 was the main revival, I feel, because after the Black Hole, everybody wanted to hop on. And then obviously the events were also first of its kind, from Marshmello to Ariana Grande, Travis Scott, the Kid Laroi, and I feel they have innovated so many things. Like I said, esports, gaming as a whole, like battle royales, and as well as monetization, and I feel for the best as well, because Fortnite is just one of the best games, and I feel like people try to deny it. Again, usually the older part of the demographic, but it's hard to deny. It is one of the best games, one of the most grossing, the highest grossing games, one of the games with the most popularity, the highest like viewership of any game, I think. And now it's shifted a bit to Call of Duty and Minecraft and so many other games. But I feel like for its run, its main run was about Chapter 1 and maybe parts of Chapter 2. It was definitely the best game, and what helped it a lot was lockdown. I mean, everybody was gaming, and obviously no school, no work. You'd finish your schoolwork in about 10 minutes because there would be barely anything. And then what would you do? You'd hop on Fortnite with the boys, make a massive party, and then all play creative. And also to touch on that creative side, creative is, I say this again a lot, but it also was first of its kind to come out where creators and even just a common player could make maps and share it with the world. And we can still see this now, so many creative maps. And with the release of Creative 2.0 that I touched on last episode, it's just gonna get even better from here. However, I still think that the older gamer isn't really returning to Fortnite. However, that's not necessarily a bad thing. I feel like a lot of younger gamers are starting to play Fortnite as well, with the access of Nvidia, GeForce Now, and Xbox Cloud Gaming. I feel like it's now more accessible than it was a couple years ago. So that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so sorry it took so long. It's just there wasn't really much to talk about. And thank you for listening. I'll see you in the next one. Make sure you give us a 5-star on Spotify, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and suggest us to all your friends that you think would enjoy the podcast. Thank you for listening. See you in the next episode.